Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Platter.
Thank you for calling into the leading personal genetics service. If you have received your results, press 1. If you have not yet received results and have questions about your order or kit, press 2.
I got questions.
This call is being monitored for quality and training purposes.
Hello, customer service. Can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. My name's Johnny with a G, and well, I'm calling you today because I know you guys have those the DNA tests that you tell people what they are and where they're from and whatnot.
Sure.
And well, I had sent you guys a DNA sample, and I just kind of wanted to get a status on it and see what it was, you know.
Oh, yes, of course. Thank you so much, Johnny, with a J. I could definitely look that up for you.
Okay, good. It's actually Johnny with a G. I could spell my name for you if you'd like.
Oh, sure. Can you do that for me, please?
Okay. It's G-F-Y.
G-F-Y.
E-E-T.
E-E-T.
D-I-X. Some of those are silent, you know, but that's me.
Very unique.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I hear from my buddies. I was hoping you had me in the system there. My buddy got one of these tests, and he's telling me I need to do it because, you know, they told him how much Cherokee he's got in him. So I want to see how much Cherokee I got in me. So I sent you guys the test. I was hoping maybe you could find me and tell me what it was.
Johnny, I'm putting your name in the system, okay. Just the way you gave it to me. And yep. Unfortunately, I am not able to find it. And I just want to confirm and make sure. Did you send it to our address? It was listed on the website.
Yeah, I logged on and I wrote down the address and I sent it off. Okay. And they didn't really say how long it was going to take. But I mean, this is a little time ago. I had some time to kill, so I thought you'd have got it by now.
Of course. And you sent the kit. There was a kit that you were supposed to send. Did you do that?
You have a kit. What do you mean a kit?
There was a kit that you were supposed to send a sample.
Oh, yeah, I sent a sample, but I didn't get a kit.
Yes, Johnny, we have a sample kit, and you need to put your saliva in the kit and then mail it off to us.
Oh.
And that's it. It's very easy.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know about that. Yeah, I didn't know about a kit. My buddy didn't tell me that, but yeah. Yeah, I sent a sample, but it wasn't a saliva sample.
Okay, yep, that happens. Some people, you know, just you know, forget about that part of it. Did you give us a hair follicle? Give us hair?
Well, not exactly. You know, I didn't know about all the tricky stuff. So, no, I didn't okay. Do a hair either. No, I didn't do that.
I'm very sorry. I just want to confirm as to what you sent. If you didn't send us a hair sample or a saliva sample, I'm just...
I didn't send any blood or nothing, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, if you didn't send a hair sample or a blood sample,
I didn't know what else to do, really. When you guys asked for a sample, that's what I thought it was, so that's what I did.
Oh my God, did you jack off into an envelope and mail that to us?
I mean, look, I thought I'd fire you off a few. I didn't have much else going on. And my buddy didn't mention no hair or nothing like that. He just said, did you send a sample? And I didn't know nothing about a kit. So I bought an envelope at the dollar store and waited till the time was right. And I sent it off. Hoping you'd have got it by now.
Is this a joke?
No.
Are you joking?
It's not a joke. I really did it. I sent the sample off. I was pretty worked up anyway. I thought if I watched the little Golden Girls for a little bit, I'd get where I needed to be, if you know what I'm saying.
What? This, are you crazy? I don't know what to say. Like, I want this to be a joke, but I'm kind of, I don't know. I've never heard of anything like this.
I wanted to find out how much Cherokee I got in me. I might be European or something. I don't know. I mean, I want to know. I've been living life not knowing who I am. So I thought I'd do this in an envelope, send it off.
I'm sorry. Who in the world told you that you could do that? That is so disgusting.
Well, I think...
That is really gross.
Well,
I've worked with many people. No one. And I've worked here for a couple of years, and this is absurd.
I didn't know anything about a kid. I thought I had to do it myself, so I took some initiative. So I just want to know when I'm going to be able to find out what I am.
That is disgusting.
I don't appreciate the customer service either. Look, if you could just look out for it, maybe it'll be there today.
No, I'm not looking for that, and I'm going to speak to my manager about this, and they're not going to believe me, frankly.
Well, look, I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, I send you another one if you want me to, you know, do another one. Just give me a couple minutes here. I got an envelope somewhere.
You're fucking disgusting. Obviously, you're some kind of pervert calling me up right now. You're disgusting. Don't ever call this line again.
I just wanted to find out what it was.
No one in their right mind would do something like this.
I don't know what else to say. I guess I might have to go to another company because I got a couple hours and a bunch of envelopes, so I'm sure somebody can tell me what I am.
That's it. We're done. You're disgusting. Go to another company. Stop fucking calling.
Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.